Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get into a college football corner in just a minute as well. Back to the big story of the day at 1. The moves at Flowery Branch. Zach Robinson's coming down to the field. Wide receiver coach relieved of his duties. Open competition at kicker. Things are going great.
Yeah,
awesome. All before the bye week.
It could be worse. It could be Tennessee.
Could be.
Yeah, Tennessee, their head coach Brian Callahan just announced that he will give up play calling duties to the quarterback coach. Just leapfrogging over the offensive coordinator that he named as offensive coordinator, who would still help with the game plan. But
right.
The quarterback coach.
He's going to coordinate the game plan.
Yes.
And then the quarterback coach is going to call the plays.
Yes.
Who had been calling the plays? Callahan?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's Callahan going to do?
He's going to be over the whole team.
Okay. He's just going to CEO. He's going to CEO bad boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It could be worse.
Yeah, it could be.
It's a bad stuff. I'm still waiting to hear if Russell Wilson's going to be demoted this week. My thing is, they're not ready, and we said it yesterday, if they're not ready to give the game over to Jackson Dart, let James start.
Yeah.
Let James start.
Give us a week of Jameis pressers. A week or two.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Let's be greedy here.
Yes.
Like a week or two of Jameis.
Yes.
I think we've all earned it.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially here. Like, just give us a little comic
just
relief.
Just a little bit.
Giants fans have earned it.
Yes.
Because like not only is the quarterback playing like that, he also just says the worst stuff.
Yes.
Like he's still talking about, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we have
process and all
we
that.
Have an opportunity to process this into some more wins.
Every day is an opportunity and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
now let Jameis get in there and preach.
And throw a couple interceptions.
Maybe the Lord has delivered him from pick sixes.
No.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But how could we know if he doesn't play?
I agree with that, man. But yeah, we need some Jameis relief.
Yeah, we do.
Need, well, I knew the Giants fans don't want a damn Jameis relief.
But if you're going to lose, at least lose like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's more fun. Now, Russell played really good in week two.
But he did.
Played real bad in week three.
He was awful.
Yeah, man. No, you're right. It could be worse. That doesn't make anybody feel any better.
No,
you know, those situations were supposed to be bad.
Yes.
This one wasn't supposed to be like that.
It's still unfair.
I will say, as bad as all those are, none of those guys lost 30-0
to
the
Carolina
Panthers.
No, they did not.
30-0.
But it's three games in this thing, Bunk.
That's right.
Three games in it.
I know, but 30-0.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's just really unexpected. All right.
Yeah, that's bad.
Let's talk college football instead of that.
Yeah, that was bad.
All right, so we're going to start getting more into the games on Saturday. I know we talked with Mike Conte about the Oregon at Penn State game. Mike, not surprisingly worried.
Yes.
But also understandably, Oregon's really good, so that probably will be a really good game. That game's at the same time as Alabama and Georgia in Athens. Which I know that people know this probably, but it's still worth repeating because it's just so wild. This is the first time Alabama comes to Athens since Kirby's been the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the eighth time they'll play.
Yeah.
Three of them in Tuscaloosa, three of them in the SEC title game, one of them in the national championship game. And they haven't played in Athens yet. So
unbelievable.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, man. The atmosphere is going to be great. I'm one that knows this is going to be a damn dogfight.
It's going to be a great game.
It's going to be a damn dogfight because I know that, you know, people are Alabama's ranked so it's freaking Alabama. And as a dude that's bled in that stadium, we got an Alabama problem.
There's no question.
Yeah, we got an Alabama problem.
Yeah.
You know, and now am I saying we're going to lose? No, I don't think we're going to lose this weekend. But I think that if you think, and because we're where we are and they are where they are in an AP poll, no. Alabama's playing great.
Georgia's been better than Alabama most of the last 5 years.
And found a way to lose. And their quarterback is playing really good. Mm-hmm. Playing really, really good. So, yeah, it's going to be a dogfight up there in Athens. I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, I saw a number this morning. Kirby's like, or Georgia and Kirby, is like 66-3 in their last 5 years.
Yes.
And 1-4 against Alabama in that same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean. Yeah, there's an Alabama problem.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But you start to turn that around and helps to be at home and all that kind of stuff.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
The three opponents, annual opponents for the SEC as they go to 9 conference games, obviously. Now, this is only for 4 games.
Yeah.
And this can change.
4 years. Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah.
This can change every 4 years if they want to do that. But no surprise, Georgia is going to have Auburn and Florida.
Yes.
And then if there's any surprise, I don't think it's that surprising, South Carolina will be one of the three also.
Yeah, I mean, I got no problem with that. I'd rather have Tennessee. That don't mean Tennessee's not on the schedule, though, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, Tennessee can still be on the schedule. It just won't be every year.
Every year, so which I hate. But, I mean, obviously Auburn, Florida, those two, even after 4 years, they're not going anywhere.
No, that'll never
change. The other thing, that it just rotate the South Carolina game. I know it was a lot of people that thought earlier on when we found this out that it would be Kentucky in that spot. But obviously they want to put South Carolina, maybe closeness and all that other stuff.
Contiguous. Well,
and we always have good games against South Carolina, which is the thing. Is that,
yeah, that's true.
You know, it's always a good game when Georgia plays South Carolina. So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's now that they've gone to 9, the ACC announced they're doing that too. Like, everybody's going to do that. I wonder if all the conferences will do that 3
That's a good point.
Annuals.
That's
as well.
A good point. You know,
because I'm new to the Big Ten. You know?
Yeah,
I'm a new. Newly a Big Ten guy. I mean, in the Pac-10, you just played everybody.
Yeah,
because it's only 10.
But
10
I think
games,
I want to quit because teams. We were talking about because you were saying that Washington has a home and home against soon
Tennessee.
Yeah, like all those are going away.
Yeah,
all those are going. Yes, all of those.
I think
are,
it's supposed to be 28-29.
Yeah, all those games like that for the most part going away.
Probably, yeah. Because I was asking Conte if the Big Ten does that, and he said some schools do. Like obviously, Ohio State and Michigan play every single year, no matter what. Penn State doesn't have one. Penn State doesn't have that annual.
I did not realize that.
I thought they played both of those teams every year. Right. Also,
they don't play both this year, do they? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Do they get away with that?
I don't think Penn State plays both of them.
But. Yeah, I mean, that's something probably that the Big Ten will have to adjust to, given that you have that, you know, that odd year like last year of Indiana only having to play one truly tough team.
Right.
Or I don't know who it is this year, but there's teams that have those sorts of schedules in those conferences. I would imagine that they'll probably adjust as well. All right, let's fast forward to Saturday a little bit. You did with Alabama and Georgia. What do you think about Penn State and Oregon?
I kind of what Mike was saying as far as Oregon's speed. Oregon has one of the fastest teams, but Oregon's always had speed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's
not new to me about Oregon and their speed is that you know it's going to be crazy at Penn State. Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of those things where, and believe me, Oregon could go win that game because they went to the Shoe and beat Ohio State with the backup quarterback. Am I right? Who was hurt? Thibodeau was out. Remember when they went to play Ohio State, Oregon? Was it Thibodeau that was out or something?
Oh, okay.
Was it Thibodeau?
Okay, you're going a couple years.
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Because last year that was in Autzen.
Yeah,
when they beat Ohio State.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, they went to Ohio State and won.
They did.
Yeah,
opening week of the season. Like,
something like that.
Four
yeah,
years
they, so,
ago.
I mean, going into this atmosphere is not going to bother Oregon at all.
No.
You know, but I think, you know, the thing with Penn State is not just Penn State, James Franklin. Same kind of talent.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't win.
Yep.
He doesn't win those games.
That's right.
And so that's going to be one of the things. Can he win a game where the team is just as talented as he is? Because he usually loses those games. Equal to or better, he loses those games.
Yeah, we kind of put him in the same category as like a Sark.
Yes.
And I mean, Ryan Day had kind of been in there. Obviously, mm-hmm. he broke out of it last year. But yeah, I mean, you know, going to get you 10 wins, and they're going to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. And then when you get in games like this, when you're a 3.5-point favorite at home in a top, you're third and they're sixth, but top 5 matchup essentially. They don't win a lot of those games.
So that's going to be an interesting one. I think, you know, Texas A&M hosting Auburn. Auburn coming off of a rough one that kind of had some controversy, whatever, whatever.
It was some bad calls.
Yeah, it was. It really would have. I think Auburn got screwed.
Auburn fans have a legitimate
right. Yes, Auburn got screwed, but they got to go down there. We talked about LSU, Ole Miss. You know, that's going to be a great game. It looks like, you know, Lane has his quarterback right now.
Who did he say?
He didn't say. He hasn't made an announcement.
Because obviously Austin Simmons got hurt.
Yeah, Austin's got hurt, but Chambliss has been playing his ass
Trinidad
off.
Chambliss, which is just one
awesome
of the great
name.
Names. Yeah, he's come in and played really well. I thought Tulane would give them a game last week. They did not.
No.
They blew Tulane off the field. And yeah, I mean, here we are again with Ole Miss, where, you know, all the other teams in the SEC, whether it's Texas or whoever, got all this hype. Here, Ole Miss.
Yeah,
4-0.
A couple early
chance
ones
to win a top five game.
Early ones to look at: Florida State going to Virginia.
Yeah, that's Friday night.
Virginia's quarterback is playing really, really good. And it's Florida State. They got Miami next week.
Yeah, and Florida State's done the great job of they won that big game early, and they've just kind of handled their business and stayed low.
And a noon game up in Winston-Salem where Tech visits Wake Forest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is a different type of Tech team, so I don't expect that to be a trap game for
shouldn't
them.
Be a trap.
It shouldn't be.
No.
But just another one to look
they
out
are
for. Just another one to look out for.
So much better than Wake Forest.
Yes, Wake Forest is freaking
Wake Forest. I know they're 2-1, but one of those two is a 10-9 win over Kennesaw.
Notre Dame going to Arkansas, which is a weird matchup.
Yeah, it is. Arkansas really, really could use this one,
given
the way that last weekend ended against Memphis. They fumble on the goal line and lose a game that they should have won. USC-Illinois, too. USC sneaky 4-0. People are starting to notice a little bit.
Yeah.
They haven't played anybody.
Yeah, I got a question about that in the next segment, right before Bo.
About those two teams?
About SC and how everybody's looking at it now.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.